Tom Hellfire ist hier, ich sitze Backstage im Pitcher mit The Mooring und die stellen sich am besten direkt mal selber vor. Would you mind to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Nicky, I play banjo in The Moorings.
Hi, I'm Matt, I play the bass in The Moorings.
I'll start with a really classic question, I think you get that a lot. You're a French band doing Celtic punk. How does that happen? Where is the connection?
Well, the connection comes from our singer, because he's got the Irish roots, you know, back probably in the 19th century or so. So this is where the whole thing's coming from. He started the band, and we're happy to follow.
You call yourselves recommended by the Dubliners. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, in 2011 we played a festival in our hometown, Celesta, with the Dubliners, and that's when we met them, and then we get the chance 1 year later to open for them in Paris at La Cigale, and yeah.
Well, apparently they truly liked us, because they one of them told their agent to go check us out while we were playing. And this is where, you know, that whole thing is coming from. And later on, we actually did work with that agent as well. So it was very, very great from their part to be so supportive, you know, and trustful in what we do. And, you know, it helped us a lot. And we are delighted, you know, when a legend like the Dubliners, you know, says that your music's cool. I mean, it has to mean something. So we're feeling great about that.
Would you say it pushed your career and your status in the Irish punk, Irish folk scene?
Yeah, I guess so, because sooner after that, we also had the chance to open for the Pogues in Paris 2 nights in a row. And I don't think that many Celtic punk bands opened for the Dubliners and the Pogues. So, yeah, it helped us a lot.
You did in collaboration with Frankie McLaughlin from the Ramjacks from Australia on your song Shandon Belts. How did that come along? There is a large distance between France and Australia.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, it's the other end of the world. But be reassured, we didn't go to Australia. we asked the Ramjacks back in the days if they wanted to sing on one of our songs. So we had that song that we felt was right for, you know, in terms of repertoire and what kind of music they do and what we do, and Frankie was happy to do it. So what happened, you know, with the internet now, you can just send files over there. He did the recording, sent back his vocals, and we mixed it and put it together, and we were as well super happy that they accepted.
As you are from France and not from Ireland, but definitely doing Irish punk, Irish folk, Irish rock music, whatever you like to call it, would you say that there are French influences in the music you make?
Well, absolutely. I mean, as a starting point, it's probably worth mentioning that in Brittany, so the western part of France, the Celtic music is part of the roots and the history of the land. So I mean, we always say Irish music, you know, Irish punk, as you were saying, or whatever you call it. But I mean, that kind of music, you find it in Scotland, you find it in the UK, you find it in Brittany, you probably find it as well at the western tip of Spain. So that, you know, that's the element that probably ties us back to those roots and to France. Yeah, and then, you know, as a second point, I could probably mention that because we are French, of course, there is some French influence in our music. You know, the French traditional music is something we grew up on, so obviously it has to be there somewhere. So yeah, definitely. I mean, you cannot remake yourself, can you?
And that's why we have some songs in French as well.
And you got one song of on your last record, Unbowed, which was released 2017. That's called Brandy Bell, and it's in both languages. How did that happen?
Well, the idea was to try something different. The song in itself is very different from the rest, and we thought, you know, maybe it's cool to try to mix both languages to see how it sounds. I think, you know, I'm pretty happy on how this song sounds, and I'm happy as well that it's different, you know. So yeah, I think it's good. It's good for maybe more the French crowd than the international crowd. Also, you have noticed that both languages are there, and you found it interesting. So I guess it's a worldwide thing, maybe. But thanks for noticing.
As you are called the moorings, which is another word for anchors, if I looked it up right. Do you have a really strong connection to the sea, as you are as well supporting Sea Shepherd on your concerts?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's part of the atmosphere of the band. You know, we got a few songs that talk about the sea. So there's songs about like, you know, the big black, the ocean, all that. But there's also songs about navigating on the river, you know, and not necessarily being out there in the ocean. And because it's part of you know, of the name of the band and what we like. Yeah, of course, it was obvious for us to defend and write a song for Sea Shepherd as well. You know, it goes without saying. So yeah.
And where does that connection come from? Is there are there any roots and seamanship or something like that?
Well, I've been a vegetarian for more than 20 years because I care about animals and environment. And also I know the guys from Sea Shepherd Strasbourg, so at some point we just get connected. When we play in the east of France, we invite them, they have their table and talk to people, spread the word, and we want to defend that cause.
You played another cover, which I really, really liked, and that's Brohim by Pennywise. Could you imagine a record made of covered punk songs in an Irish punk style? Because I think that would be amazing.
I totally agree. And it's coming. You know, we our first step right now is to get our new record out without covers, so mostly songs rewrote. That's the first step, but the next step is definitely going to be to release this Brohim version that we do mixed with some Celtic licks, and there's one song that we have already released that is a cover from a Seattle-based band called The Briefs, called Killed by Ants. It's a very underground band, but we like it, and you know, that's where we wanted to start. But the rest is definitely gonna follow. Just stay tuned.
So there's a new record coming in the near future.
Well, it all depends what you call near. but hopefully by I would say midterm next year, it's gonna be there for sure. We already have a few songs that are almost finished. We have the demos of a few others, so it's definitely looking good for next year, and we're super excited about it.